First we bent, then we broke, wheel by wheel, spoke by spoke, and we crashed off the rails, tie by tie, nail by nail, still we rose through this pain, looking for a sign, looking for that terrain to pick us up and take us home. Oh, to hear that whistle blown on the freedom train. Looks like it's back again. Looks like the freedom, looks like the freedom train. So we grasp and we grope, we survive on just hope, and we roam across these plains, looking for that freedom train coming round the bend. Looks like it's back again. Looks like the freedom, looks like the freedom train. So we gazed through the dust, looking for a terrain to deliver us, to be lost and to get found. Oh, just to hear the sweet, sweet sound of the freedom train. Looks like it's back again. Looks like the freedom, looks like the freedom train. Yeah, 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 yeah. Looks like the freedom train. Looks like the freedom train. Looks like the freedom, here comes the freedom. Cry, you You'll find your contentment if you only try. Oh, baby, try. Oh, baby, try. Cover yourself and let your body shine. Oh, baby, shine. Oh, baby, shine. Oh, baby, shine. Oh, baby, shine.
This is the title track from my new CD. It's called Black Crow.
There's a black dog sitting on the front porch, chewing through his rope, just trying to get free. There's a black dog sitting on the front porch, chewing through his rope, just trying to get free, just trying to get free. There's a caged bird staring out the window, staring out the window. She just wants to fly. There's a caged bird staring out the window, staring out the window. She just wants to fly like everyone. Fly like we were meant to fly like everyone. Fly like we were meant to fly. There's a blind cat sitting on this man's lap, sitting on his lap. Yeah, she just wants to see. There's a blind cat sitting on this man's lap, sitting on his lap. Yeah, she just wants to see. There's a red fox caught inside a steel trap, caught inside a steel trap. She wants to be free like everyone, free like we were meant to be like everyone, free like we were meant to be like everyone, free like we were meant to be. There's a black crow sitting on a fence post, spreading out her wings, yeah. she knows how to fly. There's a black crow sitting on a fence post, spreading out her wings. Yeah, she knows how to fly like everyone. Fly like we were meant to fly like everyone. Fly like we were meant to fly like everyone. Fly like we were meant to fly.
You're listening to 91.3 KXCI. This is Locals Only. I am Dr. Dan, live in Studio 2A with Nomalee Brennett.
Oh, hi there.
This sounds really good.
I wanted to tune my A string that whole song.
Did you get it right at the end there?
I got it right at the end, yeah. I don't think the listeners could hear that. I just kind of...
Brought it right up there.
Just brought it all together.
Yeah. That must be frustrating when you can hear something that's not quite right, but you know you're strumming, so you can't really break the rhythm to reach over and tune it.
Yeah, it's debatable sometimes whether it's so distracting that you actually should start the song over, because the whole thing would sound better, or if you've already sort of set a mood, so maybe you should just let it go.
Most of the time, we can't hear it.
Okay.
I mean, that's my take on it, is most of what you're hearing, you've played these songs so many times that you hear the little details, and we are hearing oftentimes for the first time, because, you know, these are new songs, especially right now, we hear the whole song, and we're just amazed by the whole song, so we don't often hear those little details.
If it's a good song.
Well, your songs are good.
Okay, well, let's hope so, otherwise.
And that brings me to the point, this album is great.
Oh.
It's really good.
You like it?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad to hear that. I actually like it too.
Where did I hear you say that you had been listening
probably
to it and you hadn't gotten tired of it?
On an email or something.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty common. I don't know if other people go through this, if they record and mix their own record and master it. I mean, I don't master it, but, you know, by the time you're done mastering it, you've easily listened to the mixes 100 times. And you, a lot of times... cease to believe it or not, they lose some of the magic after like 110 listens. But I felt really good about this album because I still like to listen to it and to play the songs off of it after hearing it, and I feel like if I'm not sick of it by that point in time, then hey, it must be okay.
A lot of these songs just move along. They just carry you. One of my favorites, which I'm sure you'll be playing tonight, is "Do It Now." I mean, that song, you know, just moves along. I mean, I figured you would because it's my favorite. It must be a good song, you know. But it just moves along really nicely. I love that.
It's kind of a rocker.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Uh huh. Yeah.
I hooked up with this drummer from Phoenix named Todd Shuba. And I had been looking for him for years because I had heard him play before. And I thought, oh, I really want to have him play one of my records. And I couldn't find him. It was like he was in the Witness Protection Program. And it turns out that I was looking for like Shuba with an S-H. And it was actually spelled C-H. And once I got the spelling right, then it was much easier. And so I got him to play on this. And I really feel like he made that song just... I don't know. He kind of took it to a whole other place.
And there's something dreamy, but also moving along with the tones that you get out of your guitar. What instrumentation are you playing in that song?
Well, it's all about the flanger, I guess.
Oh, I see.
I just sometimes I try and get sounds, and for that song, I thought sometimes I just play around with stuff, but. And when I was messing around, I thought it would be so cool to get a guitar sound like The Cure uses, like that really kind of flangey, like a little bit distorted, lots of delay. And so that's what I was going for. I don't know if it comes across. It's almost more like a synth pad than a guitar because it kind of like oscillates all around itself.
Yeah, it's great. It's great. And this is what I love about your music is that you are very comfortable sitting here with you, your voice, and your guitar playing stuff right now. But you can get, like, you know, you can get the electronica stuff going too, and the synth and everything.
I can rock it if I need to.
You can rock it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've heard many shows where you've done just that. Yeah. Let's talk about the show.
Show. Oh, right, the CD release. Mm-hmm. I'm so glad you reminded me.
Yeah. When is it?
It's February 27th, which is a Saturday. And that is also my actual birthday.
Wow.
So if you're on the fence about going.
Happy birthday, almost.
I mean, I would go for that.
Yeah.
Alone.
It's at Club Congress.
Yep.
Doors at 7 p.m.
Yes, doors at 7.
On Saturday the 27th. Mm-hmm. And it looks like you have some friends joining you, too, at one point or another along the in the night.
Well, Tammy West and the Culprits are opening the show. And Tammy's one of my favorite songwriters in Tucson. Kind of like Cowboy Junkies, Listen to Williams kind of vein. And then I'm going to be playing with Sabra Falk and Mitzi Cowell and probably some other special guests. So that's cool because I do a lot of solo shows. And part of it's because I'm too lazy to rehearse. But for this, I thought, you know what? Why not give people a little something extra?
I thought I should mention to people out there that you're pretty famous. I mean,
no,
you tour.
No.
You do. You tour in the summer from festival to festival, and you travel all over the country spreading, you know, your music and also the name Tucson, Arizona out there all over the country.
Not to mention the gospel of Jesus. just kidding.
No, isn't that true, though? You tour a lot.
It is true, but here's the trick is you don't have to tour a lot. You just have to tour in a few strategically placed locales that are far away. Like I do some stuff in the Midwest and like Chicago and Iowa and some stuff on the East Coast and some stuff in the Northwest. And I sort of space them out. And whenever I see people, I'll say, oh, wow, I thought you'd be in the road. You're always in the road. But the truth is, I think I probably spend, you know, maybe 2 months a year, maybe 2.5 or something, traveling. And but it's just, it's like a magician or something. You have to create that illusion that you're like always on the go, you know? I'm actually incredibly lethargic.
Are there festivals that you go to year after year?
Well,
certain ones that you go to a lot?
I don't know. I get invited to do a lot of Pride festivals in June for like all the LGBT groups. And they just tend to be all over the place. I mean, like Toronto, New York, and Milwaukee, and Seattle, or whatever. And I just lost my train of thought.
Do you ever feel like a rock star? Just a little bit?
You know what? Occasionally, but it totally gets evened out by the times where I like play at a coffee shop or a bar for like three people, two of who aren't listening or something. So
the shows I've been to, let me tell you, your fans love you. Oh. You have a very devout fan base, many of which are listening right now, I'm sure.
I'd like to give them a shout out right now. Hey fans, shout out. I'm not funny tonight and I'm trying, but maybe I'm trying too hard.
I think you're always funny. I really do. I think you can do no wrong, really.
Okay.
That's the truth. So you have this brand new album out. It's called Black Crow. Mm-hmm. You have a CD release coming, party coming up this on Saturday, the 27th, 7 p.m., Club Congress. And let's listen to some more music, and we can talk more after a few songs.
Okay. I'm going to do that song that we were talking about, Do It Now, which will be a little different because it doesn't have a full band, but it's still, I think, kind of a cool song. And it was written, this probably isn't that interesting, but it was written after I finished Dan Brown's new book. I was just thinking a lot about churches and symbols and just, you know, sort of, he sort of references this thing, you know, that's something's supposed to happen when the world gets so screwed up, you know, something is supposed to step in and just say like, okay, that's enough. You know, we're starting over or whatever. Kind of like the Mayan 2012 thing or whatever. So that's kind of what I was thinking, I guess, when I wrote this song. It sounds a little bit like whatever. I'll just play it, and people can judge for themselves what they think. So.
Everybody's got a savior. Everybody's got a book. Everybody's got the symbols, yeah. Everybody's got their look. Everybody's got a building. Everybody's got a church. Everybody's got the symbols, yeah. And everybody got their first. So come on out. Come on out. If you ever gonna save us, if you ever had a doubt, if you ever gonna save us, do it now, now, now. Do it now, now, now. Do it now, now, now. Everybody's got their rules. Everybody's got their code. Everybody's got a heaven up above and hell below. Everybody's got a preacher. Everybody's got a judge. Everybody's got agendas. Yeah, and everybody's got a grudge. So come on out. Come on out. If you ever gonna save us, if you ever had a doubt, if you ever gonna save us, just do it now, now, now. Do it now, now, now. Do it now, now, now. Do it now. Got their reasons. Everybody's got belief. Everybody has to suffer, yeah, and everybody wants relief. Everybody's got their questions. Everybody's got their doubts. Everybody's got salvation. Everybody leaves somebody out. So come on out. Come on in. If you ever gonna save us, if you ever had a doubt, if you ever gonna save us, just do it now, now, now. 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 Do it now.
This next song actually has a really interesting story, which we may not have time to tell. It was kind of written when I was staying at someone's house back east, and it was this really like a 100-year-old Victorian house that was haunted. At least that was my conclusion, because I got up to use the bathroom in the middle of the night, and I had to walk downstairs to the kitchen, where the light was on, and literally as soon as I crossed the threshold of the kitchen, the light went pop. And I was like, I'll just go back upstairs. That's cool. Anyway, but to calm myself down, I went upstairs and like was listening to my iPod. So the song was, I wrote it the next morning, just thinking about music, I guess. It's kind of a vague description. Anyway. And this is actually one of those instances where I should have caped up one more, and I'm actually going to stop and restart because of that. So.
Bed when you've got a cradle, who
So I'm going to do this other song. Nobody can see this, but I'm capoed up so incredibly high that my hand can barely fit on the guitar anymore. And I'm really bad at remembering the capo positions for all these new songs. So. This particular one was... I guess I realized as I was writing it, I was coming up with a bunch of words. And it ended up being like sort of the creation story in reverse, sort of like a camera, you know, starting really far away and zooming in closer and closer and closer, going backwards. And I think I might have actually kept it up too high. No, I was right. Or is it higher? No, that's it. This is the tuning portion of the program. You'll thank me later, but...
Before there were forests, there were trees in the ground, trees in the ground. And before there were forests, there were trees in the ground, trees in the ground. Before there were trees, oh, there were fields up and down, fields up and down. And before there were trees, oh, there were fields up and down, fields up and down. Before there were fields, oh, there were seeds underground, seeds underground. And before there were fields, oh, there were seeds underground, seeds underground. Then the rain came down with all of its might, through morning, day, and then into the night. She called those seedlings up from the ground, singing, grow, 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 abound, abound, abound. Before there was rain, oh, there were mountains and clouds, mountains and clouds. And before there was rain, oh, there were mountains and clouds, mountains and clouds. And before there were mountains, there were stones underground, stones underground. And before there were mountains, there were stones underground, stones underground. Then the firmament tore with a mighty crash, and called those mountains up from the ash. And oh, they grew till they pierced the sky. Then the earth breathed forth a sigh, sigh, sigh. Before there was this earth, oh, there was life, breath and sound, life, breath and sound. And before there was earth, oh, there was life, breath and sound, life, breath and sound, life, breath and sound. Life, breath, and sound. Life, breath, and sound.
You're listening to 91.3 KXCI, locals only, live in Studio 2A with Nomalee Brennett. That was absolutely beautiful.
Thanks. I almost put myself to sleep.
Well, it's hypnotizing. It really is.
Hopefully nobody's out there driving, listening to the show, like getting sort of a blank stare. I don't know what happened, officer.
Are you aware sometimes when you're playing in front of a group that there is this level of hypnotizing the group?
As far as hypnotizing them to pay the cover, yeah, I'm very, very aware of that. I don't know. You know, sometimes you feel it and sometimes you don't. In particular with this CD, more than some other ones, I feel like the songs really have this sort of, it's like they kind of start and go somewhere. And then, you know, when they're done, it's sort of like you... At least for me, I can come back to reality a little bit.
And some of them, like Iowa, they mm-hmm. talk about a specific place, and that song really took me there. What is your connection with Iowa?
Well, I started playing there, I guess, in 2007. I had a friend who lived in Decorah, Iowa, which is a pretty awesome little town in the northeast part of Iowa near... You know, I don't know what they call them, but it's Wisconsin and Minnesota and Illinois, sort of that little corner there. And she got in touch with me because she wanted me to donate a song for CD that she was doing. And I did. And I was passing sort of through there on a tour. And so she booked me a house concert. And it just turned out to be the coolest little place. It's like 8,000 people. You know, and people have all these preconceptions about a town that's small in Iowa. You know, they think, oh, it must be really rural and, you know, probably conservative. And but this is just such a cool place. I mean, it sounds like Willy Wonka, the way I talk about it, where the streets are paved with candy corn or something. But, you know, there's like 8,000 people and they have this really big organic foods co-op. And... tons of really good restaurants and just a really big artist kind of community. And something really unusual is that they have a radio station there that is, you know, like a commercial station, but it's locally owned. So if I go there, I'll play on that station. And I mean, I'm sure you guys know that it's like, it's virtually impossible for an independent artist to walk into a commercial radio station and say, hey, I'm playing a show. Do you want to, like, you know, spin my record or do an interview or something? It's like the possibility just doesn't exist. So I think that just kind of really endeared me to the state, and I've met a lot of really, really nice people there. And Tucson is still my number one place, but Iowa is in the top five along with Portland, Oregon, and Ithaca, New York, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, that's another one, Ithaca. You've written a song about Ithaca. Not on this album, though.
Not on this one. Although it's kind of weird. You know, I came up with a CD a couple of years ago that started off with a song about a place, which was California. And then a little later on, had a softer, quieter song about another place. And this one does kind of the same thing. It has a song about Iowa. And then midway through, it does this song about Arizona, of all the darnest places.
Yeah. Good night, Arizona.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I really like that song. It was tricky to write it because I've wanted for a long, long time to write a song about Tucson. But it sort of had to just come naturally, you know? And it's really hard to do it without, like, and avoid all the cliches, you know? Like the saguaros. We were talking about this, you know, with Kathy Rivers, the coyotes, you know, sunset. I don't know. It's hard to describe it in a way that feels meaningful still, you know? So that's kind of what I attempted to do on this song. Do you think I should play it at this point? Or
I think we should. Let's just remind everyone that the CD release party is going to be Saturday on the 27th of February. That's your birthday.
It is my birthday.
It's doors at 7 p.m. at Club Congress. We have time for about 12 minutes left. So I'd say we can probably do two or three songs in there.
Okay. Well, I'll do this one, or else I could talk for 8 minutes and do one song because I'm also good at that.
Let's do this song and then we'll see how it goes.
It's funny because part of me, I think just as a performer, I have this instinct where I want to keep people's attention at all times. And I really love playing like soft, quiet songs. But I worry sometimes that, audience needs to be like kickstarted every so often. So I think I was a little reluctant to play this song on your show for that reason. But let's do it anyway. And hopefully I won't put anyone else to sleep on their drive home from second shift or whatever. Up, scorching the dusk, but don't it make you feel like this is home, in this valley where no grass was meant to grow. It's dry and dusty haven, still it feels like this could be where you belong. So good night, Arizona, yeah, good night. Good night to you, Tucson, in this fading light. Good night to you, sweet day, so can't you tell I loved you well. Train upon the track where you know that you could leave it, but you'd miss it all before you packed your bags. So good night, Arizona, yeah, good night. Good night to you, Tucson, in this fading light. Good night to you, sweetness, so can't you tell I loved you well, I loved you well.
dark, cooling and stark. And isn't this a funny place to be? 2,000 miles away from the New England greenery. Sometimes I think I choose this place. Sometimes I think that this place chooses me. So good night, Arizona, here, good night. Good night to you, Tucson, in this fading light. Good night to you, sweetness, oh, can't you tell I loved you well? I loved you well, I loved you well. I loved you well, I loved you well.
I'm just gonna let that fade out, and I'm actually gonna switch guitars here. Nobody can see that, but it might make them feel a little more like they're live here in the studio with us.
We're listening to Locals Only, live from Studio 2A on this 15th of February, 2010. I'm here with Nomalee Brennett, and we're talking about her brand new release, Black Crow. And there will be a CD release party coming up this Saturday, the 27th of February. The doors open at 7 p.m. at Club Congress, so a week from Saturday. And there will be a special guest, Tammy West, and the Culprits.
Are we back now?
We're back.
Do I have time for two more or one more? I'm losing track of...
We have about 6 minutes left.
6 minutes. That is a tricky time frame for
me.
That
is a tricky time
frame. It really is. We could talk a little bit, and I could play one more.
Let's do that. Because your songs tend to be, you know, 3-4 minutes.
They
so
do.
That's why that's a tricky time frame for you.
It really is.
Yeah.
My last CD was all 5 minute songs.
And you have some of those on here too.
I do, right, yeah. Here. There's a couple of.
Do It Now,
yeah.
Life, Breath, and Sound.
Oh, you know, we could mention this that it was mastered by Jim Blackwood, who also does a show here.
Your Morning Brew?
And yeah.
Seven.
And I had been going up to Phoenix to master my CDs, and then I found out about Jim, and I don't know why I didn't know, but I was like so happy to find him.
It sounds good.
I really was super happy with it.
It was recorded great. Here too in Origin Studio.
That's my house, actually. The name keeps changing.
Okay, I was wondering where. I've never heard of that one before.
Yeah. I really love recording. I realized that like a few CDs back, I thought I really should get into a studio, you know, and pay someone to make like a real CD or something. But you know, I guess at the last second I thought, if I was going to spend, you know, a few thousand dollars in a studio, wouldn't it be better served buying myself some new microphones or something? So pretty much any excuse to buy new things, I guess. But I was really pretty happy with the recording of this one. My goal when I started out was to not use any reverb on anything, which is sort of a little crutch of mine, especially for vocals. It's so hard to get them to sound good, you know, just really bone dry. So that was kind of my goal.
It sounds great.
And a lot of the stuff is pretty much live performances with the guitar and the vocal. And I think it gets something that's missing sometimes when you try and make it a little bit too pristine. This is track number one, Iowa. There is a restlessness that's born upon these plains, and I can feel it, it's still running through my veins.
want to feel myself retreat into your waiting arms. I need to feel you beneath my feet, or Iowa, to be free like a thief, to be revealed. I will be revealed in Iowa. Distance that is too far to be told. It is the measure of the longing of a soul. And I will not be defeated till this journey is completed, or until I feel you near me, Iowa, to be free like a thief. Iowa, to be sown, to be grown, to belong, yes, I belong in Iowa. Rising over these green hills, shining silver light upon this empty road. Oh, and I cannot deny that your beauty caught my eye.